The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. This world will have to answer to God for failing to teach and live by His Word. Our political leaders will have to answer to God for the phrase, separation of church and state. Now, we can be thankful that government is limited by our Constitution so that they can't stifle religious practices or the preaching and publishing of God's Word. We can certainly appreciate freedom of religion, but our political leaders should be among the top religious people in the nation. They should be Christian people living by the Word of God, and if they were, there would be no need for the phrase separation of church and state. The whole world would and should be the Church of God. True religion should be very much a part of government, local, state, and federal. That's the way it ought to be. And if it were, we would not be living in a wicked, sinful, crime-ridden, pressurized nation and society and world. We would not be bringing all the evils on us. The phrase separation of church and state was designed to keep government out of religion. Yes, from bringing about a government-run religion. It was not to keep religion out of government. True and pure religion should be the guiding force in government. That's what God intended from the beginning when He created Adam and Eve. God Himself began teaching Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden how to have a decent and orderly society. But as soon as they had the opportunity to reject God's teaching, His way, they did so. It would make you wonder why they did that. But have you ever wondered why you do as well, and why just about everyone else does that today? That is, reject God and His Word and His authority in their life. Do you ever wonder why the whole world from Adam and Eve have rejected the government of God in their life? Why doesn't mankind want to be governed by the Word of God? Why don't you? Why doesn't our nation, our leaders, our politicians, our religious leaders, people that claim to be Christians, do we think we would be under too much pressure if we tried to live by the Word of God? Do we think there's less pressure by rebelling against God, not having to obey our Maker? Is that your thinking? Well, if it is, then just ask yourself, could pressure and troubles be worse for me if I began to live by the Word of God? No, my friends, that's the way to get rid of your pressures and troubles. That is the only way for you and our nation and the whole world to get rid of pressure and troubles. That is the only way to have a happy, joyful life, and God has known that from the time He created mankind. He gave us a set of laws and other principles in His Word to live by, which we have gladly ignored. When the nation of Israel rejected the government of God over them, notice what God had to say. Notice what God thought about that, as well as what Samuel thought about that. In 1 Samuel 8, beginning in verse 1, it has this to say, "Now it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his son judges over Israel. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. But his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribes, and perverted justice." Verse 3 says they took bribes and perverted justice. Does that sound like our nation? Do we hear of that today? Now notice why Israel wanted a king. Continuing here in verses 4 and 5, "Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramoth and said to him, 'Look, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations.'" Yes, they wanted to be like everyone else around them. Continuing here in 1 Samuel 8, verse 6, "But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, 'Give us a king to judge us.' So Samuel prayed to the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, 'Heed the voice of the people and all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them.'" That's what God thought, and that was true. They rejected God. They didn't want God ruling over them, telling them how to live their life. Yes, God said, "They have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them out of Egypt, even to this day, with which they have forsaken me and served other gods, so they are doing to you also." Well, sounds like our nation today, doesn't it? Rejecting God and His authority in our life. Don't want God to rule over us. We don't want to live by God's word. And that's why we have all the troubles that we have. Yes, they wanted to be like those nations around them that had rejected God and His government over them many years ago. They were the majority by far in those days. That is, the nations that had rejected God many years before. They were the majority of human beings on earth at that time. Human nature hasn't changed. Most people want to be like the majority to this day, and the majority by far are still rejecting God. I want you to hear that, my friend. The majority of people in our nation and in this world are still rejecting God and His authority over them. They are still rejecting God's word. That's why we are living in a pressurized, sinful, crime-ridden nation with so many problems for you personally, the nation, and the world. As I've been telling you, there's only two ways of life, God's way and Satan's way. God's way produces joy, peace, prosperity, good health, good marriages, obedient, happy kids and families, good neighbors, good friends, proper and right education. Living by the Word of God would grant you God's richest blessings, such as good weather, good wholesome food, protection from your enemies, as well as a crime-free society, good quality merchandise. In fact, it would give you everything that we try to get by ignoring God and His Word. You may say, "I've tried God's way and it didn't work. I still had my problems." But have you ever thought about the fact that it took many years to create your problems, and God doesn't promise to take them all away in a split second or very suddenly? But Christ does promise to comfort you and give you the strength to bear them, and He even promises to lighten them. Notice what Christ had to say in Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 8. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Meaning, come to Christ with the attitude of obeying and trusting Him and giving your life to God, not with an attitude of just using God, then turning away from Him when things seem to be going a little smoother and get a little better for you. One thing that you should understand is that God looks at the heart, mind, and attitude. God expects and commands you to serve and obey Him in sincerity and truth. And if you do, and continue to do so, your life will become much improved. The pressure valve will be released if you begin to obey and you continue to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Continuing here in verse 29, Christ says, "Take my yoke," and it means His way, "upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Yes, Christ is telling you to take Christ's way upon you. In other words, to walk in His footsteps and learn from Him. Christ said, "I am gentle," meaning meek, humble, and righteous. And that's the way He wants you to become. Yes, His way was to obey God. In John 8, verse 29, notice what it says about Christ here. "And He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please Him." Yes, God was with His Son, Jesus Christ, because He always did those things that pleased God. And God is no respecter of persons. God is with anyone, as He promises in His Word, that are with Him. Yes, if you do those things that please God, you live the type of life that pleases God and Jesus Christ, God says, "I am always with you." So if you practice a lifestyle that pleases God, then God is with you to be your comforter and deliverer in time of trouble. And just as Christ said, you will find rest for your soul. That is your mind. You will have peace of mind. Isn't that what you want? But you can't find that rest, that peace of mind, by going Satan's way of get. You only turn up the pressure. God's way of life releases the pressure. In Matthew 11, continuing here in verse 30, Christ says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Yes, God's way is easy and light because it produces good results. And that's what Christ means here. You don't have a heavy burden to bear or a heavy burden to carry if you're living God's way. God's kingdom is coming to this earth when Christ returns, and Christ will take the nations of this earth away from Satan and rule them with a rod of iron, that means with authority. He will establish his way on the earth. He will take what is his, and that means you as well as this earth. Listen to that, my friend. That means you as well as this earth. In Revelation 11 and verse 15, notice what it says. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." And you are going to be a part of that kingdom of God on this earth. You are going to be ruled by God. You will be his at that time. That kingdom is very close. God's wrath is very close as well. And you will suffer much when God begins pouring out his wrath. Would you like to live and reign with Christ on this earth? Would you like to have eternal life as a spirit being? Yes, a spirit-born son of God, right into the family of God, as a very spirit-born brother of Jesus Christ. You can have that if you are willing to turn to God, repent of breaking God's law and ignoring his word. You can come out of Satan's world, his way of get, and a pressurized society. Now, wouldn't you like to come out of Satan's world, the world of troubles and problems? You can, my friend. You can make your life much better. And it won't cost you anything except giving up your way, that way that seems right to you, which God says end in death. That doesn't only mean eternal death, but it could mean a speedy physical death, meaning your life could be cut short. This did happen to the pre-flood world, Sodom and Gomorrah. Many other states, nations, and empires back through history. It also happened to many individuals as well. Now, when God establishes the kingdom of God on the earth, you will be ready to change your way and try the way of God, which is the way of give and love, instead of get and hatred, which is Satan's way that the whole world has been living under ever since Adam and Eve began sinning in the Garden of Eden. Because the worst time in human history is just ahead for this world. We will finally learn that our way doesn't pay. You should see that today and change your way. Will you? Listen to this, my friends. The worst time in human history is just ahead for this world. We will finally learn that our way doesn't pay. You should see that today and change your way. Will you? The question is, will you? We have prepared a couple of booklets that you should read. Number one, North America Listen, An Evidence of the End Time. All you need to do to request those books and receive them is call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can log on to our website, thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you change your life.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.